Now it's time for the
1-2-2-2
up on the upswing.
It's back to business for the Milwaukee Bucks and a new Deer District corporate office building. The Bucks, by the way, updating your calendar, tip off their new season exactly 1 month from today in Philadelphia versus the 76ers. But last week, according to the Biz Times, there was some big off-the-court news. Chicago-based North Wells Capital, the same firm that redeveloped the downtown Boston store building, where now Kohl's and Fiserv's new corporate headquarters are, is planning to develop a new office building in the Deer District. The building is planned on a site that is known as Block 6 of the Deer District, according to the Biz Times. This is the parcel that is just north of the still pretty new Trade Hotel. The Bucks, of course, own the land. JS Online had additional reporting on this story saying, our intent for the Deer District has always been to have best-in-class office building. We continuously are exploring this potential, and there have been significant interests as of late. This according to Jessica Murrow, Bucks Vice President of Arena and Hospitality Marketing. As part of the project, Murrow went on to say in a statement, the Bucks would intend to move their business office to the development. They're currently at Schlitz Park. So the developers have been talking with different financial services companies and looking for potential co-anchors for a new building at Deer District. My guess is that several companies are in the mix, and it would be a benefit to the team for sure to be closer to Fiserv Forum, although I do love their offices at Schlitz Park. But the key to any development, any new development in the Deer District, is that it has to connect with all other downtown areas to grow the pie. Next up, more downtown. New leadership for a downtown firm. Grafe has announced that its top executives at the engineering, planning, and design firm are preparing for the next generation at Grafe. There's a bunch of high-level retirements coming at Grafe, but Pat Cresson will become the Milwaukee-based company president effective January 1st, 2025. He'll assume the role of CEO after current Grafe president and CEO John Kissinger retires after the next 2 years, the company said last week. There was a rigorous selection process narrowed down to a group of internal candidates, and the company's board voted unanimously on Wednesday last week to approve Cresson as Grafe's next president. I've served on the Westtown board with Pat Cresson. He is civic-minded, he is big picture, and he's been involved in a ton of different things around the area, including Bayshore, Discovery World, the Milwaukee Art Museum, and more. This is a great transition for Grafe that's located right out here at the Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee.